My agenda is quite short. You have the material in your book. There is no action required, but it's a homework assignment, especially for the members of our security committee. This is information that sort of we talked about it in Round Rock. We talked about it in March before. We've talked about it several times. But I think that the key items in here, as far as homework assignment is, is on page 10 of the handout that you have with you. And it's the recommendations that at this particular stage, we've made those recommendations sometime before. And I believe that we will be moving towards a security committee meeting in the southern part of our basin sometime between now and our April meeting. We're going to try and do that. And at that particular time, I will ask the staff to brief us in getting preparation for our March meeting, which is the time we expect a full situation report from the security folks, the assessments of the risk analysis and all these things, facility by facility. It really requires a lot more time than we can give it here at all today. But I will poll you folks in the security committee and other directors. I would like for us to think about meeting down in the southern part sometime and go through this material, have the staff ready. We'll go through it and then come back to the board in March, particularly mindful of the items on page 11. Page 11 talked about the equipment items that we've assessed in our reviews of security, in our visits the last couple of years. And for whatever reasons we had as a board, we did not approve all of the items we asked for. And I think that the key item here, and then we could sort of wrap it up here. If our rangers are going to be in the patrol business, they must be equipped appropriately to be in the patrol business. If they're going to be first responders, they need to be equipped as first responders. If they're going to be investigators, they got to be equipped as investigators. Or are they going to be security folks for our facilities? And those issues in law enforcement are very, very specific, and they require certain equipment and qualifications of people for the safeguarding, primarily of the individuals involved. And I would like for the members of the Security Committee to really study the material in this handout, recognizing that, like everything else we talk about, we got here through a long, laborious process of the counties failed to do so and so. The counties did not. And every time that something like this happened, the VRA generously picked up the slack. Well, we're in a situation now that we got to think realistically what our primary reasons are for security. And that's to safeguard our facilities, safeguard our dams, safeguard our first short line, and safeguard our lake surface. So having said that, that's really the only discussion we're going to have today about security regarding what I have presented to you. The staff will come to us in March in a preliminary. We'll schedule it sometime. We'll agree on a time. But then they'll give us a full assessment as to what our needs are and what their staffing plans are. But more important, we've asked for it several times, getting formal interlocal agreements. What are the deals we have with these counties? And who struck John and who's going to pay for it? We've not been able to get that definitively stated. I think at the Round Rock meeting, we were informed that letters have been sent out to the counties, but the counties ignored our letters. Well, I think at this particular point, when we get around in March, we're going to sit down and come up with our plan and move on with that plan. Having said that, if the Security Committee or anybody else, are there any comments or questions, please? Having said that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the Security Committee.
Second.
Mr. Christian, okay. All in favor?
Done. Aye.
Aye. Stop.